It's beautiful. It's exquisitely interconnected. It has a tremendous amount of intelligence invested in all the animals and plants that are here. And we are systematically attacking that. And as we attack the intelligence of the earth through animal agriculture, we're attacking our own intelligence. But to understand that the earth is abundant, that we could easily feed all 7.8 billion of us if we would move to a plant-based way of eating. Right now, we're all, according to anyone who studies the world hunger problem, we're growing enough food every year to feed 12 billion people. Some people say as much as 15 or even 20 billion people if we would just eat the food directly. But because we're feeding it to animals and they're converting it, we have hunger. So this moves us into the cultural health to realize, again, that one of the driving forces behind war and conflict in the world is injustice and inequality and hunger. And if and this is a terrible weight that we have. We have, it's gotten much worse actually in the last year due to the COVID epidemic. But we have roughly a billion of the 7.7 billion or so of us on this earth who are chronically hungry and starving. And how is that possible when we're growing enough food every year to feed 12 to 15 to 20 billion people? Again, I've already explained it. It's because of the wastefulness of animal agriculture. And so when we have a situation where people are going hungry, where mothers see their little kids starving, you're not going to have harmony and peace without justice. So it's well understood that food shortages are the driving force behind conflict in the world. And that conflict is harmful to all of us. We have to understand a lot of it has to do with economic injustice. And basically the fact is that it is the societies that are less industrialized that pay the biggest price. When we live in highly industrialized nations, we have more high-powered economies. And it's not that difficult for us to drive up the price of grain on the world market to a point where people in less industrialized nations who don't have high-powered economies, they can't afford it. They don't have that kind of spending power that they can buy the grain that we're just feeding to our animals. And so what we're seeing happening all over the world is that people are getting forced off of their land. The land is being bought up by large, wealthy individuals like Bill Gates and huge corporations and financial institutions. And they're using the land to grow genetically engineered corn and soy and alfalfa to feed, to imprison cows and pigs and chickens. And then the food is exported from places like Ethiopia and other places where people are going hungry to Europe and the United States. And right now we're cutting down Brazilian rainforests at 3 to 4 acres per second, which is completely unsustainable to grow soybeans, not for human consumption, but for livestock feed, which is then shipped to China and the United States and Europe. Wow. So we're paying for and destroying these ecosystems. And it's very important for us to understand that through taking out our wallets and paying for meat, dairy products, and eggs. So it's a direct consumer action. So it's essential for us as consumers and citizens in this world to realize that the most powerful way that we vote with our wallets and our dollars. So our cultural health is traumatized by animal agriculture through inequality, injustice, and war and conflict. I remember I used to teach college courses in philosophy, and right there, back 2,500 years ago, Plato in the Republic has Socrates saying very clearly, if we want to eat meat, then we'll have to go to war. And they all agree because they know that it takes a lot of land. You need more land. You need more water. You got to grow food for these people, for these animals. And so that means you're going to go to war.